618. Jesus appears to Johanna of Cusa. 4th April 1945. In a rich room, where the light hardly filters from outside, Johanna is weeping, completely dejected on the seat near the low bed covered with magnificent covers. She is weeping with her arm resting on the edge, and her forehead on her arm, completely shaken by sobs that must break her breast. When, in the anguish of her tears, she raises her face for a moment to breathe, a large damp spot can be seen on the precious cover, while her face is literally flooded with tears. Then she rests it again on her arm, and once again one can see only her very white thin neck, the mass of her brown hair, her very slender shoulders and the top of her trunk. The rest is lost in the dim light, where her body disappears, enveloped in her dark violet dress. Without moving the curtains or opening the door, Jesus goes in, and without making any noise he approaches her. He touches her hair lightly with his hand, and in a whisper he asks,
"Why are you weeping, Johanna? Why are you weeping, Johanna?"
"Because I do not even have the sepulcher of the Lord anymore, to go and shed my tears there, and not be alone."
"But he has risen. Are you not happy?"
"Oh, yes. But all the women have seen him with the exception of Martha and me. And Martha will certainly see him at Bethany, because their house is a friendly one. Mine is no longer a friendly house. I have lost everything with his passion. Both my master and my husband. And his soul. Because he does not believe. He does not believe. And he derides me. And he orders me not to venerate even the memory of my Savior, in order not to ruin him. Human interests are more important for him. I do not know whether I should continue to love him or to be disgusted at him. I do not know whether I should obey him, being his wife, or disobey him, as my soul would like to do, because of the greater nuptial tie of the Spirit with the Christ, to whom I will remain faithful. I should like to know. And who will advise me, if poor Johanna can no longer reach him? Oh, the passion is over for my Lord. But for me, it began on Friday, and it lasts. Oh, I am so weak, and I have not got the strength to carry this cross."
"But if he helped you, would you carry it for his sake?"
"Oh, yes. Providing he helps me. He knows what it means, to carry the cross by oneself. Oh, have mercy on my misfortune."
"Yes. I know what it is to carry the cross by oneself. That is why I have come, and I am beside you. Johanna, do you realize who is speaking to you? Is your house no longer friendly with the Christ? Why? If he, your earthly husband, is like a star covered with a cloud of human miasmata, you are still Johanna of Jesus. The Master has not left you. Jesus never leaves the souls who have become his spiritual spouses. He is always the master, the friend, the spouse, also now that he has risen. Johanna, raise your head. Look at me. In this hour of a secret lesson, which is even sweeter than if I had appeared to you as I did to the other women disciples, I will tell you what your future behavior is to be. The same as that of many sisters of yours. Love your upset husband patiently and submissively. Increase your kindness all the more as he fosters the bitterness of human fears in himself. Increase your spiritual brightness the more he gives off shadows of human interests. Be faithful for two. And be strong in your spiritual nuptial tie. How many women, in future, will have to choose between the will of God and that of their husbands? But they will be great when, above love and maternity, they follow God. Your passion is beginning. Yes. But you can see that every passion ends in a resurrection."
Johanna has been raising her head little by little. Her sobbing had become less frequent. She now looks and sees, she slides down on her knees, worshipping and whispering the Lord.
"Yes. The Lord. You can see that I have not dealt with any of the women disciples as I have done with you. But I see peculiar needs, and I arrange in graduations the assistance to be given to souls that expect help from me. Climb your Calvary of a wife with the help of my caress, and with that of your innocent child. He has entered heaven with me, and he has given me his caress for you. I bless you, Johanna. Have faith. I saved you. You will save, if you have faith."
Johanna now smiles, and she dares to ask,
"Are you not going to the children?"
I kissed them at dawn, while they were still sleeping in their little beds, and they believed I was an angel of the Lord. I can kiss the innocent whenever I wish. But I did not wake them, not to upset them too much. Their souls keep the memory of my kiss. In due time, they will transmit it to their minds. Nothing is lost of what is mine. Always be a mother to them. And always be a daughter of my mother. Never be completely detached from her. With motherly gentleness she will perpetuate what was our friendship. And take the children to her. She needs children to feel less deprived of her child.
Chuza will not agree.
Chuza will let you do.
Will he repudiate me, Lord?
It is the cry of a fresh torture.
He is a dim star. Bring him back to light with your heroism of a wife, and of a Christian. Goodbye. With the exception of my mother, do not mention this coming of mine to anybody else. Also, revelations are to be mentioned to those to whom, and when it is fair to do so.
Jesus smiles at her shining brightly, and he disappears in his refulgence. Johanna stands up, lost in reverie, torn between joy and sorrow, between the fear of having dreamt, and the certainty of having seen. But her feelings reassure her. She goes to the little ones, who are playing quietly on the upper terrace, and kisses them.
Are you not weeping anymore, Mummy?
Asks Mary shyly, no longer the poor wretched little girl, but a delicate gentle girl, well-dressed and with tidy hair, and Matthias, swarthy and lean, with the exuberance of a nice little boy says,
tell me who makes you weep, and I will punish him.
Johanna embraces them together, and presses them to her heart, and says, speaking over the brown-haired head of Mary, and over the dark hair of Matthias,
I am not weeping anymore. Jesus has risen, and he blesses us. Oh, so does he not bleed anymore? Does he not suffer any longer?
Asked Mary.
Silly girl, you should rather say he is no longer dead. Then, he is happy now. Because it must be awful to be dead,
says Matthias.
So is there no reason to weep anymore, Mummy?
Asks Mary again.
No, not for you, innocent children. Rejoice with the angels. The angels, last night, I don't know what watch it was, I felt being caressed, and I woke up saying Mummy, but I was not calling you. I was calling my dead mother, because that caress was lighter and gentler than yours, and I opened my eyes for a moment. But I saw only a bright light, and I said my angel has kissed me to console me for my deep grief over the death of the Lord.
Says Mary.
I too. But I was very sleepy, and I said, is it you? I was thinking of my guardian angel, and I wanted to say to him, go, and kiss Jesus and Johanna, so that they may no longer be afraid, but I did not succeed. I fell asleep again, and I began to dream, and I seemed to be in heaven with you and Mary. Then there was that earthquake and I woke up and was frightened. But Esther said to me, don't be afraid. It is already all over, and I fell asleep again.
Johanna kisses them again, and then she leaves them to their peaceful games, and she goes to the house of the supper. She asks after Mary. She goes into her room. She closes the door, and says her great word.
I have seen him. I tell you, I am comforted and happy. Love me, because he said that I must be united to you.
The mother replies,
I have already told you, on the day of the Sabbath, that I love you. Yesterday. Because it was yesterday. And that day of weeping and darkness seems so far from this day of light and smiles. Yes, now I remember that you had already said what he has now repeated to me. You said we women will have to take action, because we remained, and the men ran away. The true giver of life is always the woman. Oh, mother, help me to give life to Chuza. He has abandoned faith.
Johanna begins to weep again. Mary takes her in her arms.
Love is stronger than faith. It is the most active virtue. With it you will create a new soul for Chuza. Be not afraid. But I will help you.